When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk. Let's move some stuff. Let's get some blood flowing. Some things to talk about. Some way to move. Some way to reason. Some way to talk about some stuff always going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Because listen, I get kind of I'm gonna say worried with how some people look at stuff. I get worried sometimes on how things go about, opposed to how things happen. And I reference this because there is a lot of times in life that we go through a certain moment and we don't have a lot of time to adapt. And maybe we don't have a lot of time to think about what's going on. And listen, I'll make a little reference here to the Booko, the Signal Transmission Trilogy. And there is a section inside of this thing that I make some references about how we do trainings inside of a system, inside of something that's not real to people, how we do trainings and we expect people to adapt based on the training level of the stuff that we gave them. So, not a true environment, not something they've ever seen before, and we expect them to react with the training inside of a system of something that has never occurred to them, and that's their, should be their new reality. Kind of an interesting twist. So the more that I sit back and I talk about this stuff, the more I come to the realization that things could be different if you used or had a set of core principles when you interact with people, when you interact with systems, when you interact with the workplace. Now, listen, a lot of times people get misconstrued when you start talking about principles. I've been looking into something recently, and they have 32 principles inside of a system that I'm looking into currently. And I was like, wow, that's a very high number of principles to talk about to people. So I thought that was kind of strange, but okay. I mean, you have to do what you think is best. But the more I looked into this, the more I looked at it and I said, what would be best suited if you were looking at stuff and had a set of principles? And of course, we're going to get back to human and organizational performance, which consists mostly of five principles. And if you use the core principles as they relate to everything, how easy would it be to make some life decisions? How easy would it be if you had to adjust in real time with the things that were going on? That's the problem, or the things that I run into in my head, where I go, how do we make this work for most people, opposed to it just being something that we go, it should work. Hasn't worked, but maybe it should. So when you're making decisions in life, are you basing them off of principles, or are you basing them off of core values? Or is it just a reaction in real time on what's happening? Now, listen, I'm not saying any of the things that I referenced there are wrong or correct. I'm asking, how do you do this? Because that's always going to be the important part. If anything, it's the most important part. Now, think about this from a standpoint on training. If you've ever been in basic training inside of the military, if you've ever been in a martial arts training, if you've ever been in a sports training, what they're trying to get you to do is have reaction time. It's how you react in real time with the things that are occurring. And I look at that, and I talk about it, and I reference that for the sole purpose of, how would that work for you? How would things move? Think about it for a moment. Think about it for just one brief moment in time. How would things work for you if you had reaction times in either core principles or core values in all the decisions you made? Think about that. Some of our safety programs are developed in that, but sometimes our trainings are so shitty that we try to give people non-real-world events, and they're supposed to remember these things off of a one-time thing that they trained on many, 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 many moons ago. It gets weird sometimes on how that's supposed to work out.
What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.